Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are our guests today. After their mostly acoustic album, Howl, they are back with Baby 81, an album named after a victim of the Southeast Asian tsunami, and an album that is back to rocking after Howl. Baby 81 also represents the return of drummer Nick Jago, who was out of the band dealing with substance abuse issues for the last album. I started off asking Peter Hayes if Howl sounded the way it did because of Jago's absence.
It's actually one of the biggest sighs of relief. Because we kind of came back together as a band right when it was kind of finished. And we played them these songs, you know, which we've been doing. And we all wanted to come back together again. And we were like, okay, cool. But then in the back of our mind, we're like, oh, geez, what if he doesn't like this or something? Like, oh, we don't even know. And because it did totally turn a different direction from last he heard those tunes. And then thankfully, we had one night at my apartment, and came over and played the whole thing for him. I just remember him writing down, like, on this pad of paper the whole time, every song. He didn't say anything until it was over. And then we were both like, gosh, what's he writing? What's he writing? And then he turned to us. I mean, he was just, like, emotionally just totally into it. And he was just like, this record's incredible. But he was writing down, like, all his first reactions, which were pretty much, you know, just overwhelmingly, like, positive. And there was a couple notes of like, oh, maybe in mixing could do this and that, but it was the biggest weight off the shoulders. I was like, okay, he's still with us, you know, he's still 100%, you know, in this new direction, different, the same but different, I guess.
Well and now Baby 81 takes another turn, and really nice one indeed. As we say, we're going to hear some acoustic versions of the tunes. We've been playing a bunch of things. When we can fit them in, we've been playing some of the longer things, like Windows, a great, great song. But certainly Weapons of Choice. Can you guys do an acoustic version of that one to get underway?
Yeah.
I gotta speak, and you want to listen up. There's some time to feast your eyes. You want it all, but the world won't give it up. Up to the edge, a star will rise. What is your weapon of choice? What's your weapon of choice? There is no weapon to free your soul. What is your weapon of choice? What's your weapon of choice? There is no weapon to free your soul. I won't waste it, I won't waste it, I won't waste my love on a nation. I won't waste it, I won't waste it, I won't waste my love on a nation. Everyone's got their own split factions, every pawn will pay its price. I've been digging out in all directions to see you through to the afterlife. What is your weapon of choice? What's your weapon of choice? There is no weapon to free your soul. What is your weapon of choice? What's your weapon of choice? There's no weapon to free your soul. I won't waste it, I won't waste it, I won't waste my love on a nation. I won't waste it, I won't waste it, I won't waste my love on a nation. It's too hard to stand aside. It is enough to stop your heart.
It's Weapons of Choice, an acoustic version from our guest today. as Black Rebel Motorcycle Club have joined us in the person of Peter Hayes and Robert Bean, who, along with Nick Jago, are the group, and are this is kind of a special acoustic version of things today from Baby 81. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sure you've explained it before, but you've got to explain who Baby 81 is or was, and why that's the title.
It's the title because it was Nick's turn to come up with an album title, and he came up with that.
He came across the story. He was online searching things, and then came across that, and the name grabbed him, kind of as it grabbed us. But it was just I don't know. It was the story, a tsunami story of the news ran with it for a while about this child that was the 81st baby into this hospital, and just kind of to try and bring down a kind of to a single point all the chaos that was going on and connect people with someone that was actually going through it. And this child that was admitted, there's 9 different mothers claimed it as their own.
Wow.
and it was kind of, I don't know, just the desperation and, you know, what was going on at the time. And it did find its rightful mother in the end. So it is a happy story. I like to remind people of that. It's not all doom and gloom.
All right, we're listening to some acoustic versions of tunes. What's next?
What is next? Not what you wanted.
Not what you wanted.
How about that?
Love you.
Not What You Wanted, another one from Baby 81, the new BRMC album, and we're getting a chance to hear acoustic versions of the tunes today.
Not What You Wanted could have been on Hell, actually. That was
one. Yeah. That was one I remember when I heard the record the first time. I thought
it could have been. Yeah. We actually tried it really hardcore electric, like a wall of guitars, and really tried to make a mean song out of it, because it's got kind of a major key, melodic, kind of happy-go-lucky thing, and we try and steer from that. But it wasn't working at all. It lost its some connection, and we threw it off the record, and then came back around to it months later.
One of my faves on the album, and I'm anxious to hear how you guys do it, is 666 Conducer. Can you do that one?
Sure.
Yes, indeed.
No one knows her name, but they see her youth and use her. She's feeling free, and everything she sees is truth. She's 17, she's got everything she needs to lose. Yeah. Oh no. She's got everyone to help her on her way. She's got everyone to help her on her way. She's got everyone to help her on her way down. He seems to know right where it hurts your pain in vain. He gives himself to you, he's in your way. And everything he does just seems fake. Insane, yeah. Oh no. He's got everyone to help him on his way. He's got everyone to help him on his way. He's got everyone to help him on his way down. Your heart apart. Of everything you seize down in your soul, will never let you go. You've got everyone to help you on your way. You've got everyone to help you on your way. You've got everyone to help you on your way. Down. You're 666 Conducer. How do you do the things you do, sir? You're 666 Conducer. How do you do the things you do, sir? You're 666 Conducer. How do you do the things you do? How do you do?
666 Conducer, another one from the new BRMC album, and Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are with us today. It's from Baby 81, and I hate to do this to you, but where does that come from? Is it a devil thing?
Oh, well, no, it started from, I was working at a mechanic shop, and I was putting in something, I was putting in a conducer. I'm not quite sure if it was only called a conducer, I forget what it was, but it had a part number that was 666R23 or something like that, or 667. And it just struck me as...
I remember you called me.
Something.
And you were like, you asked me what, if I knew what a conducer meant, what the word was, and I hadn't the slightest except, you know, to have a conducive environment I thought was, you know, something that would lull you or give you a maybe a better sense than what's reality. But it was weird because I think we titled it before we even knew. We didn't even look it up till recently.
Yeah, when you look it up, it's actually a bit more creepy than you think. In a way, it actually makes more sense. I'm not sure which dictionary, I forget which one I looked it up in, but it's kind of creepy.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are our guests, and what's up next? Actually, we got time for one more. What would you like to do?
Am I Only is what's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool.
Seems to show the feelings come and go, and everything's so strange. The people never change. Well, am I only? Emotions never known. They talk through what you show. So easy you let go. What's left is torn and thrown. Am I only, only? Am I lonely, only one of you? Am I lonely?
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club in performance today with Am I Only, a song that's on their new album called Baby 81. And thanks to the band for doing a session today for us. Coming up, we're back to black with the Black Mighty Orchestra. We'll get back here to the World Cafe.